Well, it is again a pleasure to be among you.
非常的荣幸来到弟兄姊妹当中。
And I must say that I'm a bit hesitant to continue this message.
我有点犹豫呢，继续我上一次讲的题目。
Because of the way that my mind has already been shaped and gripped by the focus given to the person and work of Jesus Christ in the worship already.
因为我在和弟兄姊妹一起敬拜的时候呢，好像我已经清楚地看到主耶稣基督他自己的工作。
Nevertheless, the scriptures say that all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
但是神的话又说啊，他的话语都是为着这个是圣灵所启示给我们赐给我们的。
And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
与教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
And Paul writes that the things which are found in the Old Testament were written for our instruction.
保罗说到，旧约写下来都是要来指导我们新约的人。
And so I would like for us once again.As I want to finish the sermon I began last time, to turn to Malachi chapter 3.
我们再继续上一次我分享到的马拉基书第三章。
And please follow in your copy of God's Word as I read from Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 through 18.
你可以看你自己的版本的圣经，我们要读到马拉基书三章十六节开始。
Malachi records for us, Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and esteem his name.
三章十六节，那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听。却有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him.
万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him.
那时你们必归回，将善人和恶人，侍奉神的和不侍奉神的分别出来。
Let's once again ask for God's help as we come to his word.
我们来到神话语，我们再一次求神的帮助。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father who is in heaven,
天上的父,
we come to honor your name.
我们来尊荣你的名。
For us to do that, we need the presence and power of your Holy Spirit.
为此我们需要你的圣灵在我们当中做工。
Please grant that he will rest upon us.
请让圣灵在我们当中居住。
That I might speak the truth faithfully and accurately.
使我可以说到你的真理是信实的，而且是真实，是正确的。
That my brother will be given help to translate faithfully and accurately.
我的弟兄也可以翻译的正确，准确。
And that we will all hear and obey the voice of our God.
我们都可以听到你的话，并且愿意遵守。
Come and speak to us through your word.
来借着你的话向我们众人说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We've already seen that Malachi's day is very much like our day.
我们已经看到马拉基那个时代和我们现在的时代很类似。
We looked at the context of the time of Malachi.
我们看到了马拉基那个时候的背景。
The people have returned from 70 years of captivity.
那时候那些以色列人已经在70年被掳的日子归回。
And though they have experienced a great redemption by God,
虽然他们经历了神救赎的大能,
Sin is again permeating the people of God.
但是罪在, 神的百姓当中呢, 是非常的蔓延。
And so there are many things being said among the people of God which are not true.
很多的在神儿女中所说的话都不是真实的。
The people were distrusting God's covenant love.
他的儿女不相信神给他立约的爱。
Their experience did not match up to what they believed God's love should look like.
他们所经历的好像和神的话不般配。
And so they doubted that God loved them.
因此他们就怀疑神对他们的爱。
The worship of God and the name of God were being dishonored.
对神的敬拜和神的名都没有尊崇。
The people were offering hypocritical worship.
这些神的儿女对神的敬拜也是半信半疑。
Much of it was just formal, outward, external religion.
都是一些外面的一些这些宗教的一些活动。
And the law of God was being twisted.
神的诫命得到了扭曲。
As well, they were dissatisfied with the way God had ordered their lives.
他们对于神给他们安排的生活不满意。
And so they were going after idols instead of worshiping God the way he had appointed.
他们就来敬拜那些偶像而不是来敬�ại神。
But joined to that spiritual reality, they were also engaged in illegal or sinful divorce.
有很多在这些属灵的这些软弱当中,他们也有些离弃妻子的,也不符合神的话。
Since their hearts were turned away from the true God, they were not keeping their marriage vows in their families.
因为他们的心没有遵守神的话,所以他们在婚姻当中也不遵守神的话。
As well, they dismissed God's justice.
他们也不遵守神公义的要求。
They didn't trust that he would deal with sin faithfully.
他们不相信神要对罪有对付。
And repentance was being minimized.
悔改没有得到实行。
They were to repent and obey, repent and follow after God.
他们应该悔改然后来遵守来跟从神。
Yet they were denying that there was any way to turn to God.
但是他们却不愿意这样,而是不愿归向神。
And then they were not giving God their tithe.
他们不愿意十一的奉献。
They weren't seeing a profit from what they were doing, so they ceased to give God what he deserved.
他们觉得这样做没有好处,所以他就没有给神当给的奉献。
And all of this was spreading among the people of God through words.
这一些的事情都是借着这些话在神的百姓当中流行。
There were many, many voices speaking within the community of God's people.
在神儿女当中有很多很多嘈杂的声音。
And God calls these arrogant words.
神就说这些话是非常高傲的话。
Look with me at chapter 3 and verse 13.
在马拉基书3章13节,
Your words have been arrogant against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, What have we spoken against you?
耶和华说,你们用话顶撞我,你们还说,我们用什么话顶撞了你呢?
You have said it is vain or empty to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his charge? And that we have walked in mourning before the Lord of hosts.
你们说侍奉神是徒然的,遵守神所吩咐的,在万军之耶和华面前苦苦斋戒,有什么益处呢?
You see, they were turning their religion into a personal interest rather than in serving the glory of God.
他们把宗教变成了他们自己的得益处的方式,而不是来侍奉神。
If my business doesn't prosper, if my family's not happy, then why would I serve God?
这是我的生意,我们的家庭得不到好处,我为什么要侍奉神呢?
Why should I keep my covenant to be faithful to my wife when I can be happier if I'm sleeping with other women?
不是我和其他的女人能够在一起，为什么要和我立约的妻子在一起呢？
Why should I worship God the way that He has directed in His Word when I'll feel happier if I can do it my way?
若是我们不照着神所告诉我们的来敬拜他，用我自己的方式，不会更讨我自己的喜悦吗？
So they were saying, we're not getting any profit from worshiping and serving God the way He has told us to.
所以这些神的儿女就说，我们照着神的方式来敬拜他没有益处。
And so they were turning aside.
所以他们就离开了神。
I have been a Christian for more than 35 years.
我信主已经有超过35年时间。
And over those years, I have seen many who professed faith in Christ.
在这么多年中，我也看到很多承认主名的这些的基督徒。
And who seemed to have a radical change in their lives.
他们好像在他们的生命中有极大的改变。
Some who went through amazing spiritual experiences.
有很多经历了在属灵上的奇妙的经历。
And yet they were like the seed that fell on stony ground.
但是这些呢，却是像落在石头地里的这些种子。
When persecution came,
当有逼迫的时候,
they shriveled up.
他们就萎缩了。
Or they were like those who were the seed sown among thorny ground.
或许他们像种子长在荆棘的地上。
And the cares and pleasures and riches of this world grew up and choked out the word.
世上的思虑、这钱财的迷惑，就把他们这个种子挤住。
Two of the men with whom I got my seminary training,
有两个来在我当时训练的时候我得帮助的两位。
One is no longer in the faith,
一个已经不信了。
And one became a drug addict and killed himself.
另一个呢因为吸毒而自杀。
This was a man who could preach with great power.
这些人呢，可以用非常大的能力来宣传神的话。
My friends, we live in a world which is not friendly to Christianity.
朋友们，我们现在所生活的这个世界对于基督徒是非常不友善。
And we have sin within our own hearts.
我们的心里也有罪。
That will lead us astray.
会把我们偏离神。
Where we could be like Demas.
我们也可能像那个多马
who loved this present world.
迪马而是因为贪爱这个世界偏离神
and he turned aside.
他们就偏离了神
How are we going to persevere?
我们如何能够坚持到底
Well, ultimately we know that we are protected by the power of God through faith for his salvation ready to be revealed.
但我们最终我们知道神用他的能力可以救护我们用他的救恩让我们 带我们到底
When any of us gets to heaven it's because God has been kind and gracious and kept us by his power till that great day
我们之所以能够进天堂是因为神用他的恩典能力来救护我们让我们达到那一个地步
But he uses means to keep us in the way
但是他用一种的方式来使我们这样做
He uses the church
他用到教会
The Church of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督的教会
of which we are part of that body,
我们也是这个基督身体的一部分
and we are to run together the race that is set before us.
我们是一同要奔走这条摆在我们前面的路
We are to be a means in God's hands to help one another on the way to heaven.
我们就是神要用的那条路来帮助彼此帮助来走这条路
And that has always been the case.
总是这样的。
And it was the case in Malachi's day.
即使在马拉基的时代也是这样。
In Malachi's day, there was many voices teaching error.
在马拉基的时代，那有很多关于神话语的教导的，也非常多的错误。
And so how did the people of God persevere?
如何神的儿女可以坚持到底?
This is the context in which we see these verses.
这是我们讲到的那个时候马拉基的时代背景。
And then we looked at the conduct.
那我们也看到这些的行为。
What these people were doing in order to persevere.
这些人如何能够去行才能够坚持到底。
And we saw first of all their conduct toward God.
我们看到第一点就是他们对于神的行为。
Look at verse 16.
在第16节。
They are those who feared the Lord.
那是敬畏耶和华的。
He says it twice because again at the end of the verse. Those who fear the Lord.
在后面的16节最后也讲到那敬畏耶和华。
This is what marks the people of God.
这是使得这些神的儿女被分别出来的一个特点。
They have a fear of God.
他们有敬畏耶和华的心。
A gospel fear of God.
是一个像这个福音所讲到的这个敬畏的心。
That is, it's not a fear of judgment per se.
不只是因为审判带来的敬畏。
Let me put it this way. The fear of God does have in it a fear that we will displease God.
敬畏耶和华里面有一部分是因为我们不愿意使神忧虑。
But it's much more than that.
但是超过这个。
There's more to it than just fearing God's judgment.
不只是要因为我们害怕受审判。
And we saw this from the book of Proverbs.
我们在箴言中看到很多这样的例子。
For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
And so fearing God has an element of knowing God.
我们敬畏神是有认识他的一方面。
So when the Bible says we fear God, it means we know Him and we know Him intimately.
所以圣经讲到我们敬畏神的时候是因为我们很亲密地认识他。
The fear of the Lord is also to hate evil.
所以敬畏耶和华也是要来恨恶罪恶。
That is, fearing God, I turn away from that which God hates.
敬畏神，我们就要离开神所恨恶的罪。
I turn away from sin.
我要离开罪。
To fear God also means to obey God.
敬畏神也是要来遵从他。
To fear Him is to obey Him because I love Him.
我们遵守他，我们来遵从他，是因为我们爱他。
This is what marks all true children of God.
这一点是所有真正的神儿女的一个特点。
As I said before when I was here last,
我上次也提到这样一点。
As a little boy, I loved my father.
作为一个很小的男孩的时候，我就非常爱我的父亲。
I have a Christian father.
我有一个信主的父亲。
And he sought to teach me how I should live.
他就教导我如何来行事为人。
And when I disobeyed,
当我违背他的时候,
I found out what a belt feels like.
我就尝到了腰带的滋味。
You all know what the word spanking means.
你知道打屁股的是什么意思。
I know by personal experience what spanking means.
我自己就经历了打屁股的滋味。
And I feared displeasing my God, my father, lest I get disciplined.
我害怕我的父亲，敬畏我的父亲，一方面是因为我害怕受惩罚。
But at the same time, I loved him because I knew he was doing it for me that I would not sin.
但是呢，我也知道他爱我才这样，使得我不去犯罪。
He was using the rod to drive foolishness from my heart.
他是用这个杖赶出我心里面的这些的愚昧。
And that's what the book of Proverbs tells us it's for.
这是箴言中所讲到的这个惩罚的原因。
So I obeyed my father.
所以我就来遵从我的父亲。
Because I loved him.
因为我爱他。
I wanted to please him.
我想使他高兴。
And I also did not want to get spanked.
同时我也不愿意挨打。And
similarly, that's how we fear God.
这也是和我们敬畏神是一样的道理。We
love Him.
我们爱他。We
want to obey Him.
我们愿意遵守他。
Because it pleases Him.
因为这样能够讨他的喜悦。
And because when I sin, it displeases him.
因为我当我犯罪的时候，他就不喜悦。
This is what the people of God are like. They fear the Lord.
这就是那些敬畏神的神的儿女。
But then notice the second thing they did.
但第二件事情他们做的。
Their conduct toward one another.
他们彼此之间的行为。
They spoke to one another.
他们彼此谈论。
They interacted with one another. They had spiritual, social networking.
他们之间有交流，他们之间有网络的联系，各方面的交通。
And they did it to one another.
他们彼此之间这样做。
It wasn't just the pastor doing it to the people.
不是只是牧师在和人们交通。
It was all of the people speaking to one another.
是所有的人彼此来谈论。
That's what we saw they did with one another.
这是他们对于之间要做的事情。
But then notice their conduct toward themselves.
但他们对自己做什么呢？
So they feared the Lord.
他们敬畏神。
They spoke to one another.
彼此谈论。
And then it says, they esteemed his name. End of verse 16.
他又讲到他们思念他的名。
Now this word esteem can be translated meditate.
这个思念可以讲到是能够思想。
Or think upon.
是在里面来这样的来反复的思想。
It means to plan, to devise.
是来计划，是来这样的来这样做。
To form a judgment about something.
是用有一个观点，这样一个的决定来出来。
To assess something.
来测度一件事情。
It is a very active mental activity.
是一个非常积极的在我们的思想里面的活动。
They were engaged in their minds with the truth.
他们在他们的思想中就积极的来寻求真理。
Notice that they esteemed his name.
这里讲到他思念他的名。
Now the name of God stands for his being.
神的名是讲到他的所是。
And so we're told to call upon his name.
所以我们要呼求他的名。
Or to meditate upon his name.
来思想他的名。
Or to love his name.
来爱他的名。
It doesn't mean we just keep saying Jesus, 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 Jesus over and over in our heads.
不是我们脑子里只是说啊，耶稣，耶稣，耶稣，耶稣。
It means we pray to the true God.
就是讲到我们要向着这个真神来祷告。
It means we love the true God.
就是讲到我们爱这位独一的真神。
So his name is his being or his person.
他的名就是他的所是，他的人格，他的格。
In the Old Testament, his name also means his attributes.
在旧约中，他的名也是讲到他的方方面面。
So we can hide ourselves in his name.
我们可以在他的名下躲藏。
That is within his care and his power.
在他的这样的大能下，可以我们躲藏在他的里面。
In Jeremiah, we read that his name is Jehovah, our righteousness.
耶利米书就讲到他是耶和华，我们的公义。
So the name of God in the Old Testament speaks of his attributes, his love, his power, his grace.
这个旧约的神的名是讲到他的属性，他的爱，他的自己的所事。
His righteousness, his holiness, his truth.
他的公义，他的圣洁，他的真理。
His name also speaks of his reputation.
也是他的名声。
Maybe you have made a name for yourself in a particular field.
也可能你在你自己的这个领域有一个名声。
There is a particular name that is known among homeschoolers.
在我们家庭学校的这个里面
，as a name for very smart people，
是讲到有很多的聪明的人在这个里面。
This family has made a name for itself。
这个家庭就在我们的里面是有一个聪明的这样的名声。
And so if you say Jen， you're saying smart。
你要讲到任家，你就讲到他们非常聪明。
So they've made a name. We use this language.Of making a name for ourselves, of having a good reputation.
我们常常在日常生活中讲到，我们有一个好的名声。
And the scripture uses that as well of God.
在圣经中提到神的名的时候，也是类似。
He had a name among the nations.
他在万民中有一个名声。
He was to be respected and honored among the nations.
他要被尊崇在万民当中。
And the people of God are to fix their minds upon who God is and what God has done and how He works in the world.
神的儿女要把他们的心思定住在神的所事、他的所作和他在这个世上的所为。
And they were frequently thinking on these things.
他要常常地思想到这些事情。
I grew up on a farm.
我生活在一个农村的乡下。
With cows.
有好多的母牛。
And so I've seen cows chew their cud.
我常常看到这些奶牛在吃草。
Have you ever seen that?
有没有看到过？
Where they just chew and chew and chew and chew and chew and chew and chew.
这些奶牛呢就不断地在咀嚼这些草。
And then they swallow it.
那就咽下去。
And then they spit it up again and chew on it.
然后他们就反刍，然后再倒上来再咀嚼。
This is how cows eat.
这就是牛们怎么吃饭的方式。
And that's what we should do with the thoughts of God.
这也是我们对神的思想要常常咀嚼。
We should take it into our minds.
我们要把它进到我们的思想中。
And we should think about it.
我们就来思想。
Who is this Jesus who died on the cross?
这位死在十字架上的耶稣基督是谁？
Why did he suffer for sin?
为什么他要为着罪而这样的受罪？
And then we go off and do our duties.
我们就去做其他的事情。
And then we need to bring it up again. What did I read in my devotions? What did I hear on Sunday?
然后回到里面，我们到底读了哪些的早晨的晨读，或者是我们听到在主日的时候什么样的信息。
And we need to meditate on that and think upon that.
我们就继续的来思想在我们的里面。
And chew it over again.
继续的来思想这些。
Now that's all the material in my previous sermon.
这是我上次讲到的一个总结。
Now I want to come to applications.
我们现在要讲到实际的操练。
Look at the end of verse 18.
我们看到三章马拉基三章十八节后面
or let's just the whole verse 18
我们可以读整个的一节十八节
You will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him
那时你们必归回将善人和恶人侍奉神的和不侍奉神的分别出来
Now looking out among you there are many different kinds of people in the world
我们看我们周遭的人有不同的人。
But when we talk about the Bible, there are only two kinds of people in the world.
但是呢，在圣经中定义只有两类人。
The Bible categorizes people as righteous or wicked.
两类，一类是善人，一类是恶人。
The righteous are the ones who serve God. The wicked are the ones who do not serve God.
善人就是那些侍奉神的人，那些恶人是那些不侍奉神的人。
These are the only two kinds of people in the world.
在世界上只有在神眼中只有这两类人。
In the New Testament, that becomes clear with the person of Jesus.
在新约中我们借着耶稣基督看得更清楚。
There are those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and those who do not.
那些不信耶稣基督的还有信耶稣基督的两类人。
There are those who follow Jesus Christ and there are those who do not.
有些跟随主耶稣的有些不跟随主耶稣的。
And these are the only two kinds of people in the world.
在世界上只有这两类人。
There's nothing in between.
没有中间的地带。
Either you're a follower of Christ or you're not a follower of Christ.
你要么是跟随主耶稣的要么就不是跟随主耶稣的。
Either you have repented of your sins and are believing on the Lord Jesus Christ or you have not repented of your sins and are still dead in those trespasses and sins.
一类就是你已经悔改能够接受主耶稣的另一类就是还没有悔改还在罪中的。
And you see, that's why these verses are so important.
这就是为什么这些的话语是何等重要。
Because in these verses in Malachi, we are told about the difference between these two kinds of people.
因为在马拉基书中就讲到这两类人的区别。
So if you are one who says you are a follower of Jesus Christ,
若是你说自己是跟随主的
then that means you are one who serves God.
那就是你是侍奉神的人。
Then that means you are one who is righteous.
那就是说到你是那种公义的人，义人。
For the righteousness of God is ours through faith in Jesus Christ, Romans 3.
因为我们是借着信耶稣基督而成为义人。
But what did the righteous do in order to persevere?
这些义人如何能够坚持到底呢？
What did those who served God do in order to stay in the way?
那些侍奉神的如何能够一直行在神的道中？
How did they avoid getting carried away by all of the lies that were being spread in their community?
如何能够在他生活的环境中诸多的谎言中不偏离神呢？
It begins with them fearing God.
是从敬畏神开始
，knowing God and trusting in God，
认识神并且相信来相信神
，hating sin and turning from sin，
恨恶罪并且远离罪
，and obeying God out of a love for Him，
因为爱神而遵从他。
So I ask you this morning， do you fear God？
今天早晨我问大家，你有没有敬畏神？
I'm not asking whether when you go to bed at night and there's a thunderstorm, whether you're fearful about dying.
不是说到你晚上的时候突然有这个暴风雨的时候你好像要害怕死。
I'm asking, are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ alone as your God and Savior?
我是在问你是不是相信主耶稣是你的主。
I'm asking, are you obeying God and His commandments out of a love for that God?
我问你是不是因为爱主你愿意遵从他的命令。
I'm asking whether or not out of a love for God you are hating sin.
我在问你是不是因为爱神你就恨恶罪。
Because that's what it means to fear God.
这就是要因为这就是讲到敬畏神。
That's what it means to be a Christian.
这就是讲到我们什么叫做做基督徒。
If you're calling yourself a Christian,
若是你讲你自己是基督徒
and that just means that you grew up in a family where you had Christian parents,
若是你只是讲到你的父母亲是信主的
but you're not believing on God,
但是你还没有信他
you're not trusting in Christ,
你还没有把你自己交给他
you're not hating your sin,
你还没有恨恶罪
and you have no joy in following God's commandments,
当你来遵从他的时候你里面没有喜乐
God says, honor your father and your mother, and you say, I don't want to do that.
神说你要来尊荣你的父母亲，但是说我不愿意这样做。
God says through Christ that when you lust after a woman, you are committing adultery already in your heart, and you're saying, I'm not going to believe do that.
神讲到你要是在眼睛中看对女人有动淫念，这就是动了就是做了奸淫的事情，你不相信。
It's adult entertainment. I can do this. I'm an adult.
这是这些成人所做的事情没有什么了不起。
My Bible says if you are not obeying God out of a love for God, then you, my friends, are not fearing God and you are not a Christian.
圣经上讲若是你不因为神爱神你来这样敬畏神的话你不是真正敬畏神的。
The passage makes it clear that the true people of God were fearing God.
这里特别讲的清清楚楚那些真正的爱神的是来敬畏他的。
This was what marked them.
这是他们的一个显著的特点。
Now, if you are a true child of God,
若是你真是神的儿女
and you know you're not perfect, you still sin and you grieve over your sin every day.
你也常常是感觉到你自己常常犯罪，也常常为这些罪而忧伤。
And you are constantly calling upon God to deal with your sin and give you help to follow Him obediently.
你也常常来呼求神的名，让你能够来对付这些罪，来遵从他。
Then my friends,
朋友们
my brothers and sisters in Christ,
弟兄姊妹，在耶稣基督里面的弟兄姊妹们
then we need to take up this means of grace in order to persevere.
我们就要得到这个恩典的管道来做。
We need to have a deep, passionate knowledge of God.
我们需要一个非常亲密的、深厚的对于主的认识。
We need to have an intense hatred of sin.
我们要恨恶罪，恨恶得很深。
And we need to have a loving determination to obey God.
我们要有一个对于爱有爱的、基于爱的那个决心来遵从主。
And then we need to speak often to one another.
另一点就是我们要彼此来谈论，经常谈论。
We need one another to get safely to heaven.
我们需要彼此需要来进入到天堂。
Turn with me to a, we'll look at some New Testament passages.
我们也一起看到一些新约的经节。
Before I do that, some of you might be saying, well, that's Old Testament. They feared God. New Testament shouldn't be that way.
有时候你也会说在旧约中可能是特别讲的敬畏，新约中是不是没有？
Please look with me at three New Testament passages.
我们看到三处的新约的圣经。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第一处在彼得前书。
Notice verse 18.
18节。
Knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life, inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ.
知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
Have you been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ?
你有没有被基督的宝血所救赎、买赎？
Do you know that Jesus Christ Himself laid down His life for you and His blood cleanses you of all your sins?
你知道耶稣基督他自己把自己的生命放下，然后他的血可以洁净我们一切的不义。
Then notice what Peter says in verse 17.
我们注意到彼得在17节这样讲。
If you address as Father the one who impartially judges according to each man's work, conduct yourself in fear during the time of your stay upon earth, knowing that you have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.
17节，你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
So knowing that you have been redeemed by Christ should lead you to have a healthy fear of your heavenly Father.
知道我们被救赎，就应该有这样的果效，就是我们能够存敬畏的心来尊敬我们的父。Turn
with me to 2 Corinthians.
我们再看到哥林多后书。2
Corinthians chapter 7.
第七章。Verse 1. 第一节。
Therefore, having these promises, beloved, that is, the promise of God dwelling with His people, the promise of having God as your Father, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许。 这个应许就讲到神与我们同在，父在我们的当中，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神，得以成圣。So
the fear of God is something that ought to mark the children of God, the people of Christ.
敬畏神实在是应该神的儿女一个特点。And
the final passage is Hebrews 12.
最后的一处是在希伯来书第十二章。In
verse
28. 第28节。
Verse 29 says, "Our God is a consuming fire."
29节说到他是神是烈火。
And therefore, if it's He is a consuming fire, we ought to be careful.
若他是烈火，我们就要很小心。
Because He is a consuming fire, it ought to affect how we worship.
因为他是烈火，我们在敬拜的时候就要小心。
Verse 28 says, "Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence, with fear and awe."
第28节说，所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
So we should fear God.
所以我们要敬畏神。
It's something that Christians, that marks a true Christian.
这是真正的基督徒的一个特点。
But now, speaking to one another.
我们又回到，我们要彼此谈论。
This is our blessed responsibility.
这是我们一个蒙福的一个反应。
Speaking to one another is a way to help preserve us from being led astray by lies.
彼此谈论就可以使得我们一起彼此帮助，不至于偏离，被这些谎言所迷惑。
Turn to Hebrews 10, 24 and 25.
希伯来书的第十章二十四节二十五节。
Jewish believers in the first century were being tempted to go back to the temple.
在第一世纪的信徒们，他们就被这些的迷惑，要离开这样的事实。
They were tempted to turn their back on Jesus and go back to Judaism.
他们就被迷惑，要离开主耶稣，进入到犹太教。
And so we read in verse 19, "Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus," verse 19,
在十九节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
By a new and living way which he inaugurated, which he made possible for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
So in other words, through Jesus we can approach God.
这就是讲到借着耶稣基督我们可以亲近神。
Because as verse 21 says,
在第二十一节讲，
since we have a great high priest over the house of God,
又有一位大祭司治理神的家，
let us draw near with sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our body washed with pure water.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洁净洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
So because of what Jesus has done, we can draw near to God.
因为主耶稣所做的，我们可以来到神，亲近神。
And we can do it with confidence.
我们可以有这样的信心。
Then in verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful.
第二十三节，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Well, isn't it enough to have Jesus as a high priest?
我们是不是用耶稣基督做我们的大祭司就够了呢？
Isn't it enough to make it safely to heaven just knowing that Jesus has already made a way of access for me?
是不是我们知道主耶稣已经给我们这大祭司的这样的一个我们让可以有这样的一个可以亲近神的路就够了呢？
He said no.
不是这样的。
We need more.
我们需要更多的。
Now, the work has been done by Christ.
耶稣基督所做的已经做成。
But one of the means for getting safely to heaven is speaking to one another.
但是呢，我们要能够安全的到达天堂，有一个路。
Verse 24.
在第二十四节。
Let us consider, I'm going to translate it rather than read it from the New American Standard. Let us consider one another in order to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
他说又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And then it goes on to say, not forsaking our assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, exhorting one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
第二十五节，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
So he says, one of the ways that we encourage one another, one of the ways we help one another to persevere, is by encouraging or exhorting one another.
我们之间可以彼此来帮助的，彼此勉励的一个路，就是我们要来彼此劝勉。
An exhortation can be rebuke, it can be comfort.It can be encouragement. It can be a command.
劝勉可以包括我们的责备，包括我们的勉励，包括我们的安慰，这一切。
In chapter 3 and verse 13.
在第三章的第十三节。
The writer of Hebrews tells us to exhort one another day after day as long as it is called today.
第十三节，第三章说，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝。
And why should we do this?
为什么我们要这样做?
Why should we be interacting with one another this way?
为什么我们需要彼此如此的来劝勉?
So that we will not drift away.
我们不会随流失去。
Hebrews 2 and verse 1.
第二章的第一节。
So that we will not be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Hebrews 3:13.
在第三章十三节讲到，免得我们中间有被罪迷惑。
We need to do this with one another so that we will persevere to the end.
我们需要彼此这样做，可以使得我们坚持到底。
Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们翻到以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 to 29.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians 4:25, therefore laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another.
以弗所书第四章第二十四节，这里讲到，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
We're supposed to put aside falsehood and we're supposed to speak truth to one another.
我们需要弃绝谎言并且要说实话。
And speaking truth to one another, it's because we are members of one another.
我们之所以要说实话是因为我们要互相为肢体。
Verse 29 says, we are to let no unwholesome word proceed from our mouths, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment that it may give grace to those who hear.
二十九节也这样讲说，污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
What do you like to talk about most?
你最喜欢讲什么？
What's your favorite subject?
你所要讲的主题最喜欢的是什么？
Are you among those many who are Yankees fans?
你们是不是喜欢这个 Yankee 的这些的人？
And just love to talk about Derek Jeter and the various batting averages and ERAs of the various pitchers.
你是不是喜欢这个这些棒球的这些著名的选手和他们的这些的一些统计数据？
And when you get together with somebody, it doesn't take long before pretty soon you're talking about the most recent loss of the Yankees.
你是不是和别人在一起讲话的时候，不久你就提到了这个棒球的？
You can meet me at the door, talk to me there. I'm not a Yankees fan, but
你可以给我讲这些，但是呢，我并不喜欢这个棒球。
But people are taken up with their favorite baseball team or basketball team or hockey team.
很多人就把他们自己的棒球或者是篮球也好，或者是冰球也好。
And they talk about them all the time.
他们就总是不停地谈这些事情。
Who are the people you like to spend time with?
你喜欢和神在一起，和谁在一起？
And what do you talk about when you get together?
当你们在一起的时候，你们谈什么？
What's the thing that you most like to speak about?
你最喜欢要谈的事情是什么？
Well, brethren, if we are members of a body, we need to speak often of the truth of God.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们是基督的身体中的一员，我们要常常讲到真理。
We need to regularly, frequently, pointedly speak to one another.
我们需要经常的、不断的这样非常一针见血的讲到这些事情。
So when you see that brother or sister in Christ,
当你看到这个弟兄或者那个姊妹在主耶稣的里面，
who seems to be getting caught up in the materialism of our world,
若是被世界的这些物质所霸占，
and everything is about having the new car or the bigger house or the new clothes,
他所提到的都是这些要大房子、新车或者是新衣服。
And you're concerned about that brother or sister.
你觉得这个弟兄和姊妹需要帮助。
What should you do?
你应该做什么？
They could be swept away.
他们可以被随流失去。
They could drift away.
他可以偏离神。
Are you going to speak often to them?
你是不是要常常和他有交流？
Are you going to go and speak to them of the deceitfulness of riches?
你要不要给他谈到这些有钱财的这迷惑？
If you see that brother or sister who are struggling with depression,
若是你看到一个弟兄或姊妹，他这个非常的忧伤，
and they're tempted to turn away from Christ,
他要远离神的时候，
because they're so dark and everything is so sad and everything is so black,
这所有的这些事情都是如此的令人这样的忧伤，令人黑暗这样的环境。
Are you going to get alongside of them and encourage them?
你要不要到他的旁边来鼓励他？
And tell them that the love of Christ, that nothing can separate them from the love of Christ, which is the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus?
告诉他神的爱没有什么可以使我们与基督的爱隔绝，在耶稣基督里。
Are you going to draw up next to them and seek to comfort them with the gospel?
你要不要到他的旁边来给他以这个福音的一个激励？
and with the kindness and grace of God.
用神的善良和神的恩典来这样说。
You see, brethren, this is what we do with one another.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们要彼此要做的。
And this is what we ought to receive from one another.
这也是我们要从彼此可以接受的。
These are the kinds of people we ought to long to be around.
这些的弟兄姊妹是我们喜悦与他们聚集的。
There are certain friends of mine over the years.
在我的生命中有好多的朋友。
That no matter when I get together with them, however long I've been apart from them, within a few minutes we're talking of the things of God.
不管我和他们分离有多久啊，我们在一起的几分钟之后，我们就要谈到神。
And I love to be around those kinds of people.
我实在愿意和这些的弟兄姊妹在一起。
I need that for the good of my soul.
我实在是我的灵魂需要和这些弟兄姊妹交流。
I need to be reminded by some of my dear friends that they're reading their Bibles and they go, I gotta tell you what I read this morning.
我实在是被这些弟兄姊妹所激励，他们见到我就说，我今天早晨读了什么样的圣经，我要告诉你。
There's one brother in my church.
在我的教会当中有一个弟兄。
That I know every Sunday.
每一个的主日。
He's gonna get right up next to me.
他就要来到我的旁边。
And look right in my eyes.
然后看着我的眼睛
and tell me all he's been reading all week long.
他一周中所读的书都告诉我。
Now it's very uncomfortable to have him standing this close to my face.
这个弟兄到我面前让我都觉得有点太靠近。
But I love it and I bear with it because it stirs up a love for God in my own heart.
我实在是也爱这样的弟兄这样的交流，因为他使得我里面对主的爱也激励起来。
And I love those brothers who come to me.
我爱这些弟兄们到我面前。
Or my dear wife when she comes to me.
或者我亲爱的妻子到我面前。
And she asks me how I'm doing with my sins.
他会告诉我你如何对付你的罪。
Or she rebukes me for some outbreak of my sin.
他也会来责备我所犯的一些的罪。
I've got a daughter.
我有一个女儿。
Who knows very well how to challenge me when I say things.
他会来挑战我当我讲话的时候。
Daddy, I don't see that in the scriptures.
爸爸，你好像讲的不是在圣经里面。
And she's very sweet and very gracious.
她非常的甜，非常的有恩典。
But it doesn't work anymore to just say Daddy said so.
但是呢，我说了，她这种话已经对她不稀奇。
I have to prove it from my Bible.
我需要向她证明这是在圣经里面。
And I'm thankful for such a godly daughter.
我实在是为着这样一个属神的女儿，我来感谢我的主。
These are the kinds of people we need to be, and these are the kinds of people we need to spend time with.
这些是我们需要成为的这样的神的儿女，也是我们愿意和他们在一起花时间的神的儿女。
We need our older brethren to speak the truth of God to us.
我们需要那些年长的弟兄们来讲神的话。
Tell us of God's faithfulness throughout the years.
来讲神在多少年来对我们的信实。
Tell us of how he delivered you from the dominion of sin.
来讲到他如何把你从罪的辖制中救拔出来。
Tell us of how he's kept you.
他如何来使你得到保守。
And of how precious he is to you.
他如何对我们是何等宝贵。
So that we'll be encouraged to press on.
可以使得弟兄姊妹得到激励来继续向前。
We need you younger believers in Christ to speak to us.
我们也需要那些信主不久的弟兄姊妹，我们一同的来谈论。
And tell us of the wonderful things you're learning about God.
来讲到在主的里面你学到的何等奇妙的事情。
And share with some of us who are getting older some of that fire of youthful passion for Christ.
让我们这些已经信主有多年的来重新能够领受到神那个非常新鲜的火。
We need to do this for one another.
我们要彼此这样做。
To speak to one another often.
来彼此谈论，经常的谈论。
You young people need to speak to your friends.
你的年轻的弟兄姊妹要需要和你的朋友这样谈。
And encourage one another to turn away from the world.
来彼此勉励，从这个世界的潮流中扭转回来。
And love not the world.
不爱世界。
For the one who loves the world and the things of the world is not loving the Father.
因为爱世界的爱父的心就不在他里面。
And I can stand up here in any colored shirt I want.
我可以穿不同颜色的衬衣。
And I can try to make my hair look fuller all I want.
我可以把我的头发能看起来更丰满。
But when I say what Word of God says to my young friends about that, it sounds like an old guy telling a bunch of young people what they should do.
我讲到神的话的时候，这些年轻人听到的总是非常从一个年长的人所发出来的。
Now, I hope some of you young people would appreciate an old guy telling you something like that.
我希望我们当中的年轻人呢，也喜欢年长的弟兄对他们说话。
But there's a sense when you young people say it to one another, are you loving the world more than God?
但是呢，当我们年轻的弟兄姊妹彼此说，你是不是爱世界更多呢？
That can be a powerful means for helping one another on the way to heaven.
那可以使得我们彼此帮助，来一同走这条属天的道路。
So my friends, we need to do this with one another.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要彼此这样做。
For the lies are all around us.
因为我们周围充满了谎言。
There are many different ways that we can speak to one another.
有很多我们可以谈论的方式。
We can counsel one another.
我们可以来彼此的这样来教导。
Romans 15:14,
在罗马书的十五章的第十四节
speaks of the people of God being full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able also to admonish one another.
这里讲到呢，这些神的儿女满有良善，充满了诸般的知识，也能彼此劝诫。
It's not just the elderly who should be giving exhortations. And directions.
不是那些属灵的长辈才能够彼此劝勉。
Every child of God should know the word of God and be able to counsel and admonish others.
每一个神的儿女都应该熟悉神的话，可以彼此劝诫。
Or 1 Thessalonians 4:18 or 5:11, comfort one another with these words.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书也讲到，我们要用神的话来彼此的安慰。
Or Ephesians 5:18-21.
在以弗所书第五章的十八到十八节。
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord.
用诗章颂词灵歌彼此对唱，口唱心和的赞美神。
So I hope you can see, we need to know God.
我们实在是要看到，我们需要认识神。
We need to fear God.
我们需要敬畏神。
We need to speak to one another.
我们需要彼此谈论。
But remember what Jesus said. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
我们记得主耶稣讲到，在我们心里所想的，我们口里就发出来。
So what are you meditating on?
你的心在想什么？
What are you filling your heart with?
你的心里面充满了什么？
Are you filling your heart with more sports or with more scripture?
你的心里是充满那些这些体育的新闻呢，还是充满神的话？
Are you increasing in your knowledge of God?
你是增加对于神的认识吗？
Are you increasing in your awareness of the application of the Word of God to life?
你有没有想到这些神的话在你的生命中的实际的果效和应用？
But there's one other application I want to make.
另一个的这样的实际的操练，我想提到。
And that is that we must prudently cultivate a constantly sensitive awareness of the lies in our culture.
我们需要非常小心谨慎的 来有一个这样的敏感，知道我们周围的环境或者是文化中很多的谎言。
Now, I chose those words very carefully.
我用这些词非常的小心。
We must be prudent.
我们必须要非常的小心。
Discerning, careful,
谨慎啊，这样的来做。
When we're studying lies, we need to be careful that we don't believe them.
当我们来小心这些谎言的时候，我们要小心，我们不要相信。
And so we must be discerning.
我们必须要来分辨。
But I'm speaking especially to Christian parents seeking to train up your children who are professing faith in Christ.
我特别提到这些信主的父母亲要来教养他的孩子来遵从。
Do you know the lies
that your children are listening to?
你知不知道这些孩子们所听到的谎言?
Do you know the lies that are coming to them on their Facebook page?
你有没有知道他的在通过这个Facebook所得到的诸多的谎言?
Do you know the lies that come via YouTube and the other internet sites?
你有没有知道很多的谎言是借着YouTube借着这个网络来进到孩子们当中?
Now there are many good things for the internet.
有很多关于这个
But there is also a great deal of harm and lies that are being promoted on the internet. And many of them profess to be Christians.
很多觉得说自己是信主的。
Have you taught your children what the gospel is?
你有没有教导我们的孩子什么是福音?
Do you know what the gospel is?
你知道什么是福音吗?
Do you know the demands of the gospel to repent and believe?
你知道这个福音的要求就是我们要悔改来顺我们的罪。
Do you understand the heart of the gospel and the death of Jesus Christ for sinners?
你知道这个福音的中心就是耶稣基督在十字架为我们流血舍命。
And are you frequently telling your children these things?
你有没有常常给孩子们交通到这一点?
So that they can hear the lies that are called gospel but really aren't.
他可以知道分辨这些说是福音的这些谎言实际上不是福音。
Do you know
你知道吗?
That there are many who are seeking to take your children captive
有很多要把我们的儿女们能够使他们被俘虏
through philosophy and empty deceit
通过那些非常多的这些属世的这些的哲学
According to the traditions of men,
借着人的遗传,
according to the elementary principles of the world,
是世界的这些小学,
there is, that is, they are naturalists.
是那些好像是天然的,
they teach that only what you see and what you feel is real.
他们讲到我们所能看见、能摸着的才是真实的。
Do you know that your children on college campuses are being pressed by such naturalists?
你知道这些在 我们孩子们上大学的时候在这个校园里面就这诸多的谎言。
Who deny the existence of God
他们否认神的存在
and are telling your children that the Bible is a farce
告诉我们圣经是不真实的
that creation is just a myth
整个的创造是一个没有人知道的
it's not scientific
不是科学的,属科学的
and only what is scientific is real
只是
Do you know your children are hearing those kinds of lies?
你知道我们的孩子们就听到这些谎言。
They're being bombarded with them.
但是他们受到这些极大的冲击。
This world is seeking to take them captive.
这个世界要把我们的孩子们掳去。
And are you bringing to them true biblical philosophy?
你有没有把这些属神的圣灵在圣经中所教的道理告诉他们?
And truth as it is found in Christ?
是那些借着耶稣基督所设立的这些真理。
The verse I was just quoting is Colossians 2 and verse 8.
我们刚才提到的是哥罗西书第二章第八节。
My friends, there are many, many lies out there.
朋友们, 我们周遭有很多的谎言。
And they come to us on news websites.
有很多是在借着新闻媒介进来
They come to us from teachers and professors
有很多是借着我们的教师和教授进来
They come to us in Disney movies
甚至借着迪士尼的这些的电影进到我们里面
And every other media source
甚至其他的各种媒体媒介
Are you speaking often to your children and to one another, to preserve one another from these lies.
你有没有彼此的谈论和我们的孩子们和彼此之间的谈论使得我们可以从这些谎言中被存留下来?
Lies which say the scriptures have errors and are inaccurate.
有些谎言说到圣经是有错误的。
Lies which say the book of Genesis is just religious myth.
有很多的谎言说创世纪是一个神话故事。
Lies which say that men and women are not different.
有些的谎言说男人和女人没有区别。
Do you understand the lies that are out there about the roles of men and women?
你有没有知道在这个世上有很多的谎言是讲到男人和女人的职责。
Lies about sexuality.
有很多是讲到我们的性关系。
Can you prove to one another that God's plan was for one man and one woman and not same-sex marriage?
你有没有可以证明啊在这个世上的在圣经中是讲到婚姻是一男一女而不是同性的。
We need to speak to one another.
我们需要在这件事情上彼此谈论。
Of the truth of God.
来讲到神的真理。
So we can stand against this flood of lies.
我们可以来抵抗住这些世界的潮流。
In closing, I want to go back to Malachi.
我们最后结束回到马拉基书。
And thank you for your patience.
谢谢大家的耐心。
Notice with me the encouragement of verse 17.
我们看到在十七节这样的勉励。
Or actually, verse middle of verse 16.
在第十六节的中间。
The Lord gave attention and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for those who fear the Lord.
耶和华侧耳听，且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。
Have you ever talked to somebody and knew they weren't listening to you?
你有没有和别人谈的时候知道这个人并没有在听你？
You know, sometimes when I'm teaching my class and I'm getting a little bit boring, or sometimes when I'm preaching and I'm getting really long-winded,
有时候我在分享的时候呢，我讲的有点过长。
And I start seeing a lot of the tops of eyelids.
看到很多人的眼帘就垂下来。
Or you're looking really back here and not even at me. It's right through you. You know, ever had that happen? Talking to somebody and they're looking right through you.
你有没有经历有很多人就把眼睛盯到你后面的这个？
And you wonder, is anybody? Are you listening to me?
你就会想
Now you're doing a good job.
你会想，哎，这些人是不是在听我讲话？
Be aware, brethren, that when we speak to one another of the things of God.
我们需要留意啊，当我们彼此这样谈论的时候
，Somebody is always listening，
有人在听
，It's the God of heaven，
是在天上的父神
，And he's writing it down，
他在记录下来。
Oh, that brother spoke to that sister about Jesus today，
那个弟兄就给那个姊妹讲到耶稣基督。
That sister exhorted that brother today。
那个姊妹就鼓励那个弟兄在这天。
Those two sisters got together and instead of gossiping, they got together and prayed and talked to the things of God together.
那两个姊妹在一起就没有说悄悄话，而是讲到神的事情。
And those two brothers got together and instead of sharing all of their sporting experiences, they got together and they spoke of the things of God together.
那两个弟兄在一起不是在谈论这些体育的新闻，而是在谈论神的事。
And God wrote it down in a book.
耶和华就把话记在他的这个纪念册上。
God heard.
神听到。
And God remembered.
神也记得。
And God says, that's what my children do.
神说这就是我的儿女要做的。
And he then promises to spare them.
那些要使得他们免去这些的。
Verse 17, they will be mine, says Jehovah of hosts.
十七节说万军之耶和华说耶和华说他们必属我。
On the day that I prepare my own possession and I will spare them as a man spares His own son who serves him.
在我所定的日子特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
It's not your words and my words ultimately that spare anyone.
不是你的话，也不是我的话，能够使人能够受连续。
But when we, out of love for God and love for the brethren,
但是因为记得我们对神的爱，对于弟兄姊妹的爱的时候
，speak to one another in these ways.
当我们这样谈论的时候。
God says, that's one of my means I'll use to spare my children.
神说这就是我要用这些的事情来怜悯我的儿女们。
Brethren,
弟兄姊妹们
we will make it.
我们一定会成功。
We will persevere to the end.
我们一定会坚持到底。
Because we are preserved by the power of God.
因为我们是神的能力所救护、所保守的。
And that's our confidence.
这实在是我们的安慰。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you again for your holy word.
天上的父，我们实在是感谢你圣洁的话。
Thank you for forgiving us of all our sins.
谢谢你赦免我们一切的罪。
Thank you for the blood of Christ that cleanses us of all our sins.
谢谢你的宝血洁净我们一切的罪。
And thank you for the brethren you have put around us.
谢谢你把弟兄们、弟兄姊妹们放在我们周遭。
Help us to take seriously encouraging and provoking one another unto love and good deeds.
让我们能够真正的、严肃的对待，可以来彼此的勉励、彼此勉励行善。
Stir us up in our fear of you.
让我们有里面有敬畏你的心。
Strengthen us in our meditating upon the truth.
让我们能够得到的建造，可以来思想你的话。
And with our hearts filled with the truth.
让我们的心充满你的真理。
Help us to speak often of these things to one another.
让我们讲论这些事情，可以彼此谈论。
For the glory of King Jesus.
也为着我们的王耶稣基督的荣耀。
In whose name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.